This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, good morning and welcome. Happy Friday to you. It's The Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry-Kellis. And we've got some sports to talk about this morning on The Fan Early Morning Show. It's for the average Joe, and when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CJR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. So there's a couple of things I really want to address this morning that we'll get to. Listen to some conversations yesterday right here on this station after the Fan Morning Show. And sometimes news buzzes when, you know, after we're on the air, so we only have the choice to talk about it the next day. Quinn Priester called up, and he's going to pitch tonight for the Pirates in the first game of a three-game series that will last throughout the weekend, an interleague game against the Boston Red Sox. Remember when interleague games used to be like, oh, you know, this is big time. Two leagues are playing each other. Ooh. Yeah, now it's just a regular occurrence. And Major League Baseball has set the schedule so that every team plays every other team at least once every year. I kind of like that. It's good. Give you a little mix. Let you see stars from the other league more often. I'm for it. But anyway, Quinn Priester to start. Quinn Priester to pitch in the big leagues for the first time this season tonight and doing it as a starter. Joe Starkey yesterday. I guess this is the big point because Quinn Priester is a young pitcher. Quinn Priester is one of the guys that they've been developing. He's pitched in the major leagues before with the Pirates, but getting an opportunity to start a game here tonight. But he's young. And so the Pirates have made it clear, they've seemed to establish a plan where they're going to limit the innings, not necessarily the pitch count, but just the innings of their young pitchers to spare them from injury, I guess is the justification there. Try to spare them from hurting themselves too early in their career so that they can fully develop and turn into key threats down the line. Not many Pirate fans respond back to that and wish that that weren't the case because, you know, we as Pirate fans want to see more winning now and more risks taken and to use the talent that we have to really make that push toward the playoffs. Now, I heard Joe Starkey kind of ranting yesterday. He's got some justifiable cases. Sometimes he gets a little goofy. But I was listening to him talk with Zeiss. Mentioned that Tanner Hook, a Boston Red Sox pitcher, won a complete game and was sarcastically shocked, like, oh. And the argument Joe presents is one that I kind of want to peddle here a little bit because I think it's an interesting question. If you're going to place innings limits on pitchers, why isn't Skeens in the majors right now? I think it's an interesting argument. Especially because Skeens, not to jinx it, but if you've been paying attention, Skeens has not given up an earned run so far in AAA. Now, you remember last year when he made his AA debut, and I think the only start for Altoona, he did not pitch well after exceeding in the low A and the rookie ball leagues. So had one struggled start, fresh off being drafted, and it's unprecedented when a guy even makes it to Double A, you know, shortly after being drafted, so we should consider ourselves fortunate for that. But now in Triple A, he's fine. He's actually better than fine. He's spectacular. He has not given up an earned run yet. His strikeout rate is high, and they're limiting him to about 3 to 4 innings a start. So he's not pitching frequently, frequently is not the right word. He's not pitching in mass amounts of innings so far in his starts, with the argument that they're trying to get him into a routine, because college ball is different from pro ball, so you want your players to get used to pitching in a 5-day routine, right? Once every fifth day. Is there a reason that he shouldn't be up in Major League Baseball then if he's had so much success in the minors? If you're already going to place innings limits on him anyway in the minor leagues. 412-928-9370. You can call me. It's a fan hotline. You can talk to me there if you have an opinion on this. I think it's an interesting discussion to have. I would be less inclined to agree if he weren't so dominant against the hitters down there. And at this point, like, if he's being so dominant and he's perfect. He's literally perfect in terms of the earned run category. He has not given up an earned run yet. Why not bring him to the majors, limit his innings, and plan around him pitching 3 to 4 innings and just see how he does against major league hitting? If he didn't have a 0 ERA in the minor leagues, I would be less inclined to think that, but Joe's argument is starting to it's starting to resonate with me. Because I think it's a good question. I think it's a fair question. Now, either way, he's getting repetitions, and either way, I agree that they should be kind of easing him into the idea of pitching once every fifth day. Skeens is different because he just got drafted. And so, I mean, it is unprecedented how some of these Pirates rookies have been promoted, or these Pirates top prospects have been promoted as quickly as they have. It really is unprecedented. So it's an odd case. But in Skeen's case, I mean, he's doing so well. I would lean toward, especially if Jared Jones can go out there, throw 59 pitches, have another start where he struck out at least 7, done that his first 4 consecutive starts here. You know, if you're going to take Jared Jones out after 59 pitches in 5 innings, what's the difference between that and Paul Skeens maybe going 4 innings, continuing to develop him up here in Major League Baseball, if you're going to do that? See, I always thought that when you're in the minor leagues, that's when you want to limit the innings. And I know the minor leagues have been hardcore pressed. Like, their jobs, even if a guy's throwing a no-hitter, if you scheduled him to pitch 6 innings in the minors, the pitcher's only going 6 innings or 7 innings or 8 innings. Like, they don't pay attention to those milestones. They are literally on a schedule for development. When you're in Major League Baseball, I feel like that's all supposed to go out the window. But the Pirates this season, I mean, they've demonstrated with Jared Jones pitching that it doesn't matter. They're also going to put some young pitchers on schedules. So if that's the case, and Paul Skeens is doing so well in AAA, is there any harm or risk to having him get those repetitions in Major League Baseball?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Joe Starkey brought this up on a show yesterday, and he's kind of peddled the argument all week after Jared Jones got pulled against the Mets in his start after pitching well. What's the point then? Where's the boundary if you're going to set players on a schedule in Major League Baseball? What's the point of having them in the minors, especially in Skeen's case where he is given up no earned runs yet? He has been dominating in all of his appearances. And I think the Pirates are walking kind of a tight line with how that works as well in development, which I'm not totally opposed necessarily to the idea of setting pitchers and young pitchers at that specifically, because you know veteran pitchers they'll throw out there because they've been in the game and they've done it longer. These young guys have not, and there is kind of a requirement to understand the stress it takes to pitch every fifth day. So I don't want to minimize that. They have the right idea. And with all the injuries that happen in baseball, especially to pitchers these days, I understand the idea of where they are. But are we crossing a barrier now, too, where now the major leagues are also, for certain pitchers, for certain young guys, a continuation in the development of their tools and skills and their durability? 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X if you prefer to write or type. Send me a post if you mention me in one. Put me in a mention, and I'll read that. I'll be reading those here. If you prefer to express your opinion on there, you're welcome to. And you can follow me as well there, at @Callus_33. That's @CALLAS_33. And again, 412-928-9370. If you have any opinion on this, because like, I want to understand. I've heard some opinions from fans as well, but if you want to talk to me directly, that's how you do it. Give me a call now. But I think there is starting to gray, and that does create an argument that if Major League Baseball is still partially the development of pitchers, if you bring a pitcher up as an organization and you don't start that pitcher or let that pitcher give you the maximum effort every start out there, after you have a month of spring training and after this pitcher went through the trials of the minor leagues, is that feasible? Is that what we're saying now? Like how the minor league reps for these guys are important, but when you're bringing them up into the majors and still kind of leading them into continuing development, like you always want guys to develop and improve, but like I consider development and improvement two different things. And I feel like when you're ready for the majors, if you're calling a guy up, you're saying, hey, we want you to continue to improve, but you've developed enough that you can become among the best of the best of professionals to play this sport. And if not, that's what the minor leagues are for limiting those innings and for being on a schedule and for practicing the routine element of the long season of baseball. And so when I hear the argument, okay, well, why not bring Paul Skeens up now? And if you're going to set innings limits on guys like Jared Jones or any other younger pitcher, why would Skeens not pitch now? And I'm interested to see what they're going to do with Quinn Priester tonight, another young guy. I mean, he pitched a little bit last season, but a relatively small sample size for the scope of the entire season. What are they going to do with him tonight? One of their top prospects and top draft picks from 2017. Are they going to put an innings limit on him? Or are they going to let him blossom out? And they're going to say, hey, yeah, you've developed enough. You've been in the minors enough. You know what you're doing. We're going to put you out there and we're going to trust you if you're pitching well. It's all just going to get very touchy with this Pirates team, I think, if you start doing the schedules in the majors. I'm not even going to go as far to say that pulling Jared Jones lost the game for the Pirates in that series against the Mets. But you definitely feel like you would have had a better chance to win with how well he was pitching if he would have continued for at least an inning, but maybe two or three. So, I mean, it's just bizarre, and it is bizarre to think about, and Joe Starkey brought up a great point that I just kind of peddle here now. Why not bring Skeens up? If he's succeeding so much in AAA, why not bring him up if you're already going to put major league guys on schedules? Which, that's something I agree with. You should not have major league guys on schedules. And again, you had a whole month in a hot state to warm up to the season. And I know they want to give a lot of guys a lot of reps. They also have two squads down there, too. So I don't see how that's too much of an issue. I'm not totally bought into players are still warming up. David Bednar is a different case because he was hurt and he only had a week of spring training left before he was brought in. That's a different case. Everybody else, though, I mean, you have that entire month, or maybe even a little over a month, to warm up to the season. And you're playing, you know, routinely every week, and that's your warm-up. So to me, too, like, I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me that you're in the middle of April now and that you're afraid of guys not being in the routine enough to go out there and throw and put them on schedules. It just, I'm not a big fan of that. I think that's for the minor leagues, and if you don't think a guy's warmed up enough, like, that's what the minor leagues are for, and you pitch your veterans. I get arm injuries are a thing. I just think you're walking a fine line if you're putting major league guys on schedules. That's just what I think. Because then that does create that justification that Paul Skeens could come up and get the same repetitions that he is in AAA in the major leagues, especially because he's been pitching so well in the minors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.